You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. We're going to have 30 minutes in the Word of God here, and I'm grateful you've taken the time, or you've decided to not touch that radio dial or to tune in here today. You're tuning into God's frequency. God has got a word for you today, I promise. All we need to do, and you've already done it, you've tuned in. God's going to speak to you today through His Word. That's where He always speaks. In these last days, as we learn in the book of Hebrews, we learn that He used to speak to us through the prophets, to the fathers, but has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He's appointed heir over all things, Hebrews 1:1-4. And we're tuning in here today to His frequency. The Word's going to come to you from the Apostle Peter. And it's a recurring word. He heard his master teach it in Matthew about the stone, the living stone. Jesus said, whoever falls on this stone will be broken. But on whomever it falls, it'll crush or it'll grind him to powder. And this is what Peter said about the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 says, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will not be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Paul talks about it too in Romans chapter 9, verses 30 through 33. He said that the Jews were seeking to attain the law of righteousness. They were trying to get right with God by keeping rules. And the Gentiles that weren't even pursuing after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. So, in this world, you are going to be broken by this rock at some point in your life. And it happens through hearing the Word of God. Hearing Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. And there's the rock. It falls right in your path, and there's no way around it. You can't walk around it. You can't dig under it or climb over it. You're faced with that truth. For I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. Or whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's the rock. What do you do with Jesus Christ? That's what we're looking at This is the second part of this message. If you'd like the whole thing, you can either write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Go to my website, WGODradio.com. Facebook page, same thing, WGOD Radio. You'll find the link up there called The Living Stone. That's my sermon from last week. This is where we're at the church right now, 1st and 2nd Peter. So here is part two now of this message again. Well, not again, but here for the first time. Let me invite you out to church this weekend. Sunday, this Palm Sunday, my sermon is entitled, Is It I? It's a look at what happened on the Last Supper, on the original Last Supper, at an incredible chain of events that took place on that evening. That's what we're going to look at here this Sunday morning. We have Holy Communion this week as well. Sunday morning at 10:30, Island Community Church. Why don't you bless us with your presence here and come to church, worship with us, be our guest at Island. Really, it would be my thrill to meet you and to have you as a guest at the house of God where we worship. We'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. All right, that's enough of me. This is a short 15 minutes here now to wrap up this message. Part two of this message, The Living Stone.
And so it is, or so it will be, if you spend time in the Word of God so that you will grow thereby. Look, this book, the Bible, is a prize, a jewel. I call it tomorrow's newspaper delivered today. It's like going to the track with tomorrow's newspaper. You know the results of every race. If you think that's cool, just stay out of the obituaries because you might find your name in tomorrow's newspaper. Right next to the Derby winner. But as a professional Christian, seeing your name in the obituaries won't deter you. Because by feasting on the Word of God, you have learned that to die is gain. And to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. And you've learned that if God is for me, who can be against me? You see, having this knowledge is growing thereby. It's how you get through trials. It's what Peter was encouraging the Christians to possess and how to possess it in order to persevere under severe trials. Okay, now let's move on to Peter's teaching here about Jesus. Let's pick it up again in verses 2, 3, and 4. He's doing pretty good. Verse 2. Now, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the world, of the word. Why do I keep saying that? You don't want the milk of this word, of the world. That'll poison you in a heartbeat. Desire the pure milk of the word so that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted, notice the play on words there. If you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. All right, so Peter calls Jesus the rock, the living rock, or a stone. Rejected by people, nevertheless chosen by God. So let's consider that analogy here. Jesus Christ, the stone. Verses 7 and 8, it says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Isn't that the truth? All the world is offended. And the Lord says in another place, he said, have you never read in the Bible that the stones which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you, that is the Jews, and it'll be given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. Now listen to what he says. He said, on whoever falls on this stone, remember, he is the stone. Whoever falls on this stone will be broken. But on whomever it falls, it'll grind him to powder. So the Apostle Peter presents to us Jesus Christ, the living stone. That is, he always lives to make intercession for us. Chosen by God and precious. And as the Lord himself taught, there's only two responses possible when you run into the stone. There's only two responses possible when you run into the stone. Whoever falls on the stone will be broken. Is that you this morning? That's everyone in this church, matter of fact, at some point in your lives. Where you go about your daily business and then all of a sudden, wham, you're confronted with the stone. It's happened to everyone. I mean, here you are, you're sitting at home, you're minding your own business, and you hear Billy Graham on the TV, or you read it somewhere, and you hear someone say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. All right, the baby's gone. Wham! What are you going to do? You've just fallen over the stone. Maybe you don't believe that. Maybe you believe like what you hear on TV. Oh, there's many ways to get to God. But you hear Billy Graham or you hear me say it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God the Father except by me. That's a punch in the stomach from the rock. The rock has broken you. Or this. I am the door, Jesus said. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved. Or this, he who does not believe is condemned already. He who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Uh-oh, what a conundrum we have here. You're already condemned for something that you did not do. You're condemned already because you did not believe in the name of the Son of God. You see, that's the stone that Jesus is talking about that everyone runs into. You're walking down the road, and there right in the middle of your path comes the stone. It's the living stone. It's the Son of God. He's right in your way. You cannot walk around him. You have to deal with the stone that's right in front of you. What do you do with the stone? We're all confronted with them. What do you do with the stone? Whoever falls on this stone will be broken. To be broken is to realize that you're not good enough, that you don't have what it takes to gain entry into the kingdom of God, and that you need help to get in. Enter the stone. For he says this morning, if you confess me before men, then I will confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. How cool is that? He's the stone. All you have to do is admit that you can't make it in on yourself, and you need help. You need a savior. You need someone to help you. Because the stone's in your path and you've got to deal with it. No matter, and some people will give you drugs to help to deal with it. A lot of people will. Numb the pain. But you might not be able to see it, but the stone is still there in front of you. And you still got to deal with it at some point in your life. Whoever falls on this stone will be broken. If you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. And he says this, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And he says this, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Salvation is that simple. The alternative is this. Starts with the word but. Now, this is not my words. I'm reading to you the Bible. But on whomever it falls, that is the stone. On whomever it falls, it'll grind him to powder. You see, the Jews were faced with this very same struggle back when Jesus was alive. Those that were around to hear these very things. Listen to what happened to them. If you'd like to turn with me, you can. Romans chapter 9, verse 30. Romans chapter 9, verse 30. Here we go. Paul says, what shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness. Now, when the Bible calls you righteous, it's to be in the position where God, it's a legal word, where God has officially, with his own gavel, slammed it down and has considered you not guilty, forgiven, right with me, peace with God, that when you die and leave this world, you go up and you don't go down. That's what it means to be righteous or justified. So, and the Jews, this was all that they did. This was their whole life, was trying to be right with God. And they tried to be right with God by keeping rules. By keeping rules. That's what we're about to read here. So what shall we say to these things? That Gentiles, that's you and me, all of us that aren't Jewish, all of us that aren't Jews, Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness, they have attained it, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Uh-oh, there's that stone again. They stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion, that's Jerusalem, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the Jews tried to get into heaven by just being a good person and by keeping rules. But along the way, some of them learn that no one is good. No, not one. And they learned no one is able to keep all the rules. No one. Only Jesus is the only one, because he was born without a sin nature. He wasn't like you and I. God was his Father. He didn't have a sin nature. Now along comes Jesus Christ, the rock of salvation, and the stone. Trip over him and be broken. Have him fall on you by your rejection of him, and he'll grind you to powder. What's your decision? What's your decision? You're dealing with the rock. He's right in front of you. You can't get around him. You can't walk around him. You have to deal with him at some time in your life. It's Jesus Christ. You don't have to do anything. He's done all the work. He died in your place. All you have to do is receive him as your Lord. That's it. For all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Bible says, with the heart one believes unto, and there's that word again, righteousness. And with the mouth, confession. That is, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he's my Lord. And by just that simple statement of faith, your declaration of faith, there's a door in that rock now. Hallelujah. He says, I am the door. All those who enter in by me will be saved. What do you do with Jesus Christ this morning? For those in the church, for you guys and others that are visiting, what do you do with Jesus Christ? There's only one thing to do, and that is to believe. For those listening on the radio this week, those watching on Facebook, what do you do with Jesus Christ? We're going to pray here in a second, and I'll leave you with one last verse here in the Bible. And that is Romans chapter 5, verse 1, that says this. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one way to have peace in this life and in this world, and that's to be right with him. He did it all. All to him we owe. And sin has left a crimson stain. He's washed as white as snow. Thank you. What do you do with Jesus? Let's pray. For those here in church, you don't have to get up front. You just need to pray like we're going to pray. For those listening on the radio or watching here on Facebook, if you're confronted with the rock this morning, if you have yet to do what he says you need to do, whoever confesses me before men and women, him, that's you, I will confess, that is, Jesus will say to the Father, he or she is mine. They belong to me. All you need to do this morning is to call on the name of the Lord. That is, Lord Jesus Christ, pray with me. Lord Jesus, if you're already saved and here in this church or listening, pray for those that are hearing this. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today as my Lord. I turn and repent of the sins that I've committed, and I turn to you. I receive you as Lord and Savior. Write my name down in the book of life here today, Lord. I call on your name to be saved. And I pray your word back to you, Lord. And we know your word is true. Please save me today. And it's in your name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, don't get used to it, church. This is the one day everyone's going to get out of here early today. See, I did this for Giovanni's family. Normally, I keep everyone here until 12. No, that's not. I'll leave you with this blessing here today out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. We're so blessed, too, with you guys visiting here today and with blessing us with your son, too. He is such a wonderful young man, and it's such our blessing to have him here with us every week, and we're grateful to you guys, and thanks for coming here today. I know that was his birthday wish, you guys come here to church. And you've blessed us by coming here today, and we're grateful for that. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, it says, now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, may he perfect you in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. The church family said, amen. God bless everyone. Don't forget, stop into the kitchen, grab something on your way out, and hopefully we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
He who was before there was light walked across the pages of time. He who made every living thing, behold him. He who heard humanity's cry left his throne to wake as a child. He became like the least of us. Behold him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah.